Ticket machines at railway stations are charging passengers more than double the price they would pay online for certain journeys, according to research by Consumer Group Which. The study found that same-day rail tickets were on average 50% more expensive at stations compared to online prices. The best value fares were either unavailable or difficult to find among the options on many machines. Plans to close hundreds of rail ticket offices in England were abandoned in November after public outcry. Currently, only 1 in 6 government-controlled train stations has a full-time ticket office, which sent mystery shoppers to 15 stations, each run by a different train operator, to compare the prices of 75 journeys from ticket machines with those from online retailer Trainline. The research found significant price differences. For example, a journey from Holmes Chapel in Cheshire to London cost £66 at a machine, while Trainline offered the same trip for £26. The price difference was even more pronounced for a journey from Northampton to Cardiff, which cost £107 at a machine but only £43 online. The reasons for the higher prices at machines include the lack of cheaper advance fares or split ticketing options, as well as less visibility of off-peak fares. Rory Boland, editor of Which? Travel, described the price differences as simply astounding. He highlighted that many people, especially the elderly who may not have internet access, are potentially paying significantly more than necessary when they commute or travel across the country. 2 in 5 stations do not have a ticket office at all, leaving people with no option but to use ticket machines if they do not have access to online tickets. The wide variety of train fares available can also make it difficult for travelers to determine which option is best for them. Train operator LNER has been trialing ways to simplify fares, including scrapping return tickets and reducing the number of available standard class fares. The Rail Delivery Group, which represents train companies, acknowledged the need for further progress in fares reform. They highlighted the introduction of single-leg pricing and the expansion of pay-as-you-go contactless fares as important changes that make fares easier and simpler for customers. In December, the Department for Transport announced that regulated train fares in England would increase by up to 4.9% from March, below the rate of inflation and delayed from the usual January increase. Regulated fares cover approximately 45% of fares, including season tickets and off-peak return tickets.